If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do.
Hot takes on cakes! Yeah! Let's get excited! Motherfuckers!
Wes is here in this moment.
Yeah. This is. How many years have we been doing this? 6 years now?
You've been doing 6 years of hot takes on cakes?
No. Podcasts.
Okay.
It's more than that.
It's definitely more than that.
This podcast is the one that's got the most people in that we've ever done.
Because I forgot John just does not talk on these. He tries to avoid acknowledging that anything.
I hate everything that's happening right now. I hate it all.
Yeah, this is fine. This is the podcast where I have the most people ever on this.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't know that's not true, and it is also not true. you do not know what you're talking about.
What
makes you think it's this one?
How many people are in this room right now? There's six of us in this room, seven if you count the baby.
Oh, I thought you were saying this is our most downloaded show.
No. I'm talking about the most people recording this episode.
Yeah, you didn't even bother doing intros. Yeah.
We're still getting traction on our show here.
Yeah, we're getting some momentum.
Which, by the way, who are you?
My name's Wes.
Oh, I'm Ryan.
Desiree.
Natalie.
I'm Jeremy.
And John is here, too.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's okay, buddy. It's all right.
Also, Junia.
Yes.
Which is a baby.
It's a baby. Mm-hmm. It can't eat. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have teeth.
She
doesn't have teeth.
It's your baby. Our baby.
Only because she hasn't decided if she wants to be a she or a it.
I'm respecting its privacy.
You said born in August?
Yes.
Right? So, yeah. In time. In time, your child will find its gender identity.
We don't want a pigeonhole. So true.
Mm-hmm. Let go of the card. Let go of the card.
The gender neutral being.
So, Natalie, what kind of cake did you bring for us?
Well, actually, I mean, more correct to say that we brought Wesley.
That is correct.
Wes actually did almost all of the work for this cake.
Oh.
All of the measuring, all of the stirring, really, all of the chopping.
I was about to say, you need to say this after people taste the food.
I did it. It was all me.
And this is a prelude, because we did not, but to put a shameful plug in, Natalie and I, while I'm in Belgium, are going to be doing our YouTube series, and it's Teach an Idiot to Cook. So keep an eye out for that, people, because Natalie, who is a good cook, and me, who is a shit cook, we're going to cook.
We're going to work together to make somewhere food. In the middle food.
Yeah,
it's true. I've seen him cook shit.
Yeah,
Teach an Idiot to Cook. That's the name of it?
Yeah, teach an Idiot to Cook. I think that's what we're going
to
do.
Like, she's really condescending to Jesus.
All right.
Be Jesus. He's white.
Fair point.
They're commenting on my hair for those who are listening, and
maybe it's more like John Lennon. I mean, you got like the John.
Oh
Lennon,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. I sometimes put the top of my hair. I sometimes put the top of my hair up in a ponytail, so it's got like a Qui-Gon Jinn kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm. He gets killed.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Jesus.
Nobody's mentioned.
Oh, no!
Great point. Great point.
Dad. We're sitting in the kitchen the other day, and Jeremy and his dad and I are sitting there, and Bob turns and goes, "Now you look like Jesus. Now it's time to be Jesus." And Jeremy turns to me with this terrified look, like buttered it with his mouth. He's going to crucify you.
Oh, he just produces the story like a game director. Like, I'm gonna get this guy.
All right, so what kind of cake is this?
Back to the original topic.
Yeah, what kind of cake is this?
Okay, so this is actually a rosemary and chocolate chip cake. So nice. This is the cake. This is a cake that I've been making for, I don't know, probably 10 years.
Takes that long?
Yes. It's finally ready, and I'm excited to try it with you guys for the first time.
Well,
you
can smell the freshly harvested rosemary.
Indeed. The background of this cake is that I was once reading a hipster food blog and it sounded good, so I made it. And it has rosemary in it, so if you find the taste different than you expected, that's why.
Yeah.
Packed
full of the baking chips. We got lots of chocolate going on in there.
There are several different bars of dark chocolate. We've got a 72%. We've got an 85%.
Oh, I love dark chocolate.
Everything is chopped up by hand, so you've got these little... If you... For listeners at home, on the top you can see that there are a bunch of different size sort of chips and shavings and chunks, and it just brings delightful texture to the cake. The one thing this cake is missing is usually I put some sugar on the top of it to bake it, because then you get a really nice crunchy crust on the outside. But I forgot the rest of our sugar at home. So we don't have that experience, but you can just imagine what it would have been
like. Cake room, throw it out.
Was it just like white granulated sugar?
No, it's raw sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it like, you put it on the top, as it bakes, it like creates a shell, and it was delightful.
Like it's like a donut glaze, almost?
Yeah, like if a donut glaze were a little bit like crunchier.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like that. And then it also looks cool because it ends up crackling on the top. This is the first time I baked it in a regular cake pan. Usually it's a loaf cake.
Yeah.
But Jeremy's mom does not bake. And so I had to choose...
She does not know love.
She does not know love.
Judy is a saint.
I'm sorry I said such a horrible thing.
She's more of a store purchaser. She's like, here, someone else baked this.
Exactly. You know,
I bought it with love.
Yeah, pay people to do the things that they're good at doing.
You said you like Pez dispensers one time. I'm 30.
It was more than that, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pretty impressive collection, though.
Mm-hmm. That was great. I still have it. The girls like it.
Great.
Generation.
Yeah, the keeps on giving.
I'm not
going to
tell her that, though.
No. Can you imagine if you mentioned to your mom that your girls like Pez dispensers?
Oh, no.
We would have frozen Pez dispensers everywhere.
Oh, your life.
In 15 years,
over.
They'll be humoring you.
Anyway, so it was this or mini cupcakes. So we went with this.
Yeah. Did we already do our cupcake episode?
We have not done
it.
Haven't
done. That's such a standard thing that I feel like you should do. But no, we have not done cupcakes yet.
Yeah, cupcakes are overrated, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's going to be that entire
episode.
We talked
about this before. I'm actually a pie person. I'm totally in the pie camp versus the cake camp.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is me trying to win myself over with the cakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's been good so far.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
So we're taking a piece and passing around.
So I'm going to recommend more central pieces than edgy pieces, but it's too late. You already got your hands all over that.
Yeah. Jeremy's really edgy anyways.
All right. I've had this cake before.
He has had it before.
We need to get a sound effect for when he makes a bad joke. We can just... Ping.
We would play nothing but that. Wah.
Yeah, then the show would be chokes on
body
jokes.
Bless.
Yeah. Oh! It could just be a recording of that sound.
Doesn't
me going,
Oh, John actually ate some.
Uh-oh.
Wow. All right. John.
So,
I will not be sharing my thoughts.
Yeah, anyway, this is the cake I make myself for my birthday.
All right, Des, far away. You'll be the first. As I'm volunteering you for this.
Indeed.
As your mid-chew.
As my mouth is full.
Hey, this gets real awkward.
Well, edit in post.
There's three...
John, edit that in post.
There's three mugs of milk for everyone, so make them last, people.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think it's got the nice texture, and it's pretty moist. I wish it was just a tad bit sweeter, that's just because I'm not a fan of dark chocolate most of the time. But I do think it tastes good. Like, I'm not mad at it, but I kind of wish there was that sugar on it.
I know, right?
I think that would have definitely...
That adds a bit of sweetness.
Yeah, it would balance out the bitterness of the chocolate, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm actually totally
still
okay
good.
With it. Yeah? I've always liked dark chocolate more. Like, yeah. I like that it actually kind of has more of a bitter taste than a sweet taste. You know, it's very
good.
You can
definitely taste the rosemary, that's for sure. Not that it's a bad taste, but you can definitely taste it.
I mean, these are different kinds of chocolates and they're dark chocolates, and I don't know what rosemary tastes like, so I don't know if what.
I mean, I let you smell it earlier, and you made a real good face on your face.
It was very earthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, that's
I mean,
what the taste is, essentially. It's like, it's kind of like herbally earthy.
Yeah.
I like it. This is, this is tasty.
It's real.
The other thing to note about this cake is that in the hipster blog, it was made with spelt flour. And I went to the store, and spelt flour cost $6 for a very small bag.
Whoa.
So this is not made with that.
What is the reasoning?
Spelt flour is like an ancient grain sort of flour that's meant to be easier on people who have gluten sensitivities.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's graduated from that now.
Oh, so Jeremy's good on the glue now?
Yeah.
I can just pour it down your throat.
I didn't know you graduated.
Bleached white flour and...
Well, Jeremy was never a celiac. Jeremy just,
had a bad reaction to antibiotics.
Yeah, Jeremy was just...
I knew he was faking it.
Was not faking it. They were real symptoms.
I knew that all allergies are fake.
All those wasted hours on corn pastas.
Yeah, those are rough.
You did that to yourself?
That's what it was. It was an antibiotic allergy?
I went on antibiotics, and after that, could not... It took about a year, but just could not handle any sort of gluten. And then for 7 years, once I figured it out, spend the next 7 years on like a probiotic regimen.
Yeah.
Now I can eat it again.
Was it just like psychic energy? You just willed yourself to enjoy flour again?
Now he's just fucking pizzas all day long.
Hey, hey.
Some great pizza.
Yeah. I could use another piece of that cake though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also hope that's fine.
Skip dinner.
But here's the thing, if you bought this $6 thing of flour though, it's still gonna last what, 6.5 years?
Yeah.
Right? Like I bought a pound of flour like maybe 2 or 3 years ago and I still have it in the fridge. It just won't go away. Like
the body of Wes.
I use it as a
when we were passing it around, that's what I was thinking.
Don't eat it, it'll make you sick. Body of Wes.
I'm gonna give you the clap via the food.
It's a little gamey.
The balls are good though.
Oh, nice and heavy.
Oh. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're not, you're not in for the Pokemon podcast. We literally talked about heavy balls on the Pokemon podcast.
Oh, good,
you
good, good. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, the comedy we were watching wasn't much cleaner. Yeah, to be fair, we're well prepped for this.
Oh, I walked over there and just watched a few seconds of it, and she was basically talking about the, like, how many blowjobs she had to give when she was a teenager versus how little head she received.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant every time she does a Netflix special.
Wow.
That's her thing.
For those listening, who is this stand-up comedian?
We're talking about Ali Wong, folks. We were just watching Hard Knock Wife in the other room.
That's clever.
And, humorous, but yes, very dirty.
It'd be funny if you said a non-lady comedian. Josh Gad.
Well, we actually started to watch a male comedian, but he failed to be funny, so we really quickly left
him.
Yeah,
we got through this like bit about his couch, and he was just talking about his couch for a real long time. And we were probably like 5 minutes in, and neither of us had done more than crack a smile. And so we decided...
I really tasted the rosemary on that last bite.
Yeah? How's that treating you there?
I was just slapped in the face with rosemary.
Yeah. I told you.
Don't actually slap me in the face, Jeremy.
He might need it.
Did you enjoy it or did you not enjoy it?
It's interesting.
It's
different.
You just then turn the other cheek, right?
Wes is about to come live with us for 2 months, and during that time, he's going to have to eat with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a very interesting time.
Yeah. What kind of Belgian cuisine will you be prepping for him?
Waffles.
Definitely, obviously, waffles.
Mm-hmm. Taco Bell?
Indeed.
Probably gotta have the Taco Bell.
Yeah, with the... God damn it, what was the name of the burrito?
Fuego del Queso.
Fuego del Queso.
Yeah. He'll have to learn to like fries with mayonnaise. That's gonna be interesting.
Oh God, no!
That's like a Canadian thing.
It's not.
It's not our mayonnise.
It's better
mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise that is made with, you know, eggs and oil and.
And that's what it is. It's like rotten eggs, oil, and then just like the dreams of dead children.
Yeah.
Put into this concoction.
Yeah, and then you whisk it together. And feed off their psychic energy, and it's delicious.
Oh, gosh, I hate mayonnaise so much.
Actually, that sounds really good.
I'd eat that.
I'd eat that. Dead children dreams? Sign me
up.
It's
like void eggs from Stardew Valley.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was,
you were paying attention.
I was.
Adorable.
We have a farm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is Stardew Valley the reason why you guys wanted to buy a farm at one point?
No.
No.
That is not... That. In fact, the reason we downloaded the game is
because
we already wanted to own a farm.
This is a guy gets ready for this.
This is approximately the same amount of work as it takes to set up a financially successful farm is to download a video game.
The government subsidies, too, here and on that, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to need to get it on that pretty quick.
You're going to Homestead Act it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But remember, socialism's bad.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't like that.
Mm-mm. Oh, this is not an After Dark.
Yeah. What was it? It was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. We just rambled for like an hour and a half on politics as Wes was just slowly dying. You could just see.
He was looking around for something to kill himself. The best thing I found was that weird dinosaur toy that Mickey has. So,
mm. Yeah. Mm.
That probably would be the best means.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Hit yourself in the head with that baseball over and over.
Mm-hmm. So we talked so little about fucking cakes.
Yeah, we did. This like really derailed politics.
Normally I print out notes and shit, and I've got like pages to discuss whatever various...
He gets real.
I try to actually learn a thing or two about cakes as we go along.
Gosh. Talk a little bit about flour.
I didn't know we were going to be recording one of these, otherwise I would have fucking...
All right, here we go. I'm going to Google this right now. Rosemary...
We'll just have a wonderful editor that is known as Jonathan.
I would probably
look up like... oil cakes versus butter cakes, and then you'll find some interesting information for her.
This was made with olive oil, not mm-hmm. butter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, in my opinion, I don't know what the internet's going to say, mm-hmm. but a bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think there's an evenness to. I think it adds sort of a texture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making the stuff.
Texture cakes made with oil is in general superior to the texture of cakes made with butter.
That's right. That's what I was just saying. Thank you, internet.
Confirmed mm-hmm. by things that are wrong. Oil cakes tend to bake up loftier with a more even crumb and stay moist and tender far longer than cakes made with butter.
Say that again, but slower.
No.
Jeez. Oil cakes tend to bake up loftier with more even crumb. Stay moist and tender.
Oh, God.
Far longer.
What accent are you slipping
into? Yeah, I'm curious. Where are we from here, Wesley?
So why do most cake recipes start with butter? Flavor? And then it goes on and on about some other thing. I don't even know what's going on. Oh, this is like the science of it. Since oil is lighter than blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Well, the question we've all answered, for both of you, like, scale of 1 to 10, where are you on cakes in general? Are you, like, big on cakes? Mm. Are you okay with them? Or, like, you're just like, I'm not really that into it.
If I had a choice between a cake or pie, I would take a pie.
Mm. Ooh.
Generally speaking.
Okay.
But I can appreciate a good cake.
Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah. And for you?
I think the only cakes that we really eat in Belgium are the ones that we make at home. Because they're not super into cake things in general.
What do they serve at weddings?
Waffles.
You know what? They probably do some like fancy stuff that's stacked up in a champagne flute, and you can see all the layers, and then you eat it with a spoon.
Mm.
Yeah, they really go out all out for weddings. Their wedding will be at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they'll have like an afternoon break, and then they'll gather for an evening meal, and then dance until 4 a.m.
Well, they don't have as many holidays as we do, so their lives are joyless till someone gets married.
Wow.
I'm sorry to everyone out there.
If you want to weigh in on a bait from last episode, cheesecakes, are they even cakes?
Oh, gosh, hot takes on cakes.
Hey, do you guys have an episode title yet?
You know what? I think I would classify cheesecake as a baked custard.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't think that's a cake.
That's a fact. You can pretty much get away with just using some kind of cheese and eggs. You really don't need lemon.
All right, fine, nope. Fine. This is fucking delete the cheesecake episode, all right?
No, I revolt.
But in a literal sense, cake is in its name.
Yeah,
so. You kind of got to go with it, right?
Even if it's more similar to a frittata.
Do you enjoy cheesecakes?
Absolutely.
I'm about them. I think they're
great. Yeah. Have you had the pumpkin cheesecake from Trader Joe's?
He's not a fan of
it. And away from our sponsors.
You don't like cheesecake? Dang.
I tried it. I tried it on air for the first time and went, this is vile.
What kind did you try?
Publix cheesecake, whatever that was.
Yeah, it was
and away from our sponsor.
it was essentially just a Publix like sheet cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And then we all had different toppings. Like I think you had a crushed up. No, you had a crushed up Snicker bar.
I had a crushed up Snicker bar. You had Oreos. And then you brought the strawberry.
Like a strawberry syrup.
Syrup. He thought it was thicker than it was, so when he poured it out, it was literally
it's pretty
like
runny.
Liquid.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Again, if I had some flour, I would have flipped it up, and there you
go. Sure,
sure, would have given it more body.
Yep.
You're a flour.
Yeah. John says as if he wants to escape the room, I'll go get it. Where else are we going with this?
This is the most derailed. I mean, normally Hot Takes and Cakes is an unorganized mess, but this is this is taking the cake.
You can edit that one out, right?
Yeah. Well, we did our but we did all the standard mile points of our disorganized podcast. Is we had cake, we ate it, we said our opinions, we did a few random facts on it. I think it's standard.
We hit the bullet points.
Yeah. We hit all the check marks we need to check off.
Yeah.
Right?
And we have a baby on this one.
This is also unique.
Yeah.
I like this cake quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's very good. You did all right.
Yeah. You want to be a unicorn? That's understandable.
That's true. Do y'all ever do pies on this show?
No!
I wish.
No, we try on pies, but it doesn't get it around.
Hot takes
and
cakes.
Because you could do like chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
And you can do pumpkin pie, right?
Yeah.
You got all these different wonderful kinds of
pizza
pie.
Oh, I just realized if pumpkin pie is a pie, then cheesecake is a pie.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
See, I'm the opposite of you guys. I like a good cake. I hate pie.
All kinds of pie?
I haven't found a pie I like.
Pizza pie.
Shepherd's pie?
All right, well, you son of a bitch. Jeremy.
Yeah, fair point. Shepherd's pie is also delicious.
I think the pie is the more dynamic dish. There's more you can do with it.
Yeah,
there's
it feels
goo.
A little bit more flexible.
Pie typically has goo, and I don't like goo.
Pie doesn't always have goo.
It typically has
pumpkin
goo.
Pie
you
has
shut
no
your
goo.
Dirty whore mouth, Jeremy. You're laughing at me in the corner.
I know where you're going with this, Jeremy. Can confirm.
What is happening?
Jeez.
All right, on that note, guys.
Has this been Hot Takes on Cakes?
This has been Hot Takes on Cakes.
I dare say we call it.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked your cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?